Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new book, Kitabul Libas, the book on clothing. We finish Kitabul At'ima, the book on food, and under the book of food that we just completed was all the different etiquettes of eating and drinking. And yesterday we did which utensils also a person can use to drink from, which utensils he can use to eat, which are permissible to use and which are impermissible to use. So now we start a new chapter, a new book, Kitabul Libas, the book on clothing. And under this we'll do the etiquettes of wearing clothes, which clothes are desirable to wear, which clothes a person cannot wear, what fabric cannot be used, etc. This is also discussed in the Mubarak Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the beauty of our deen, is that such refinement is shown to such an extent that which colors also are desirable to wear. This also has been shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes we might wonder that when a person is going for Hajj, everyone is wearing white. Where does this white come from? Or when we see the kafan that is put on a janazah, we see white all the time put. So where does that color also come from? You see, all this is shown to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certain colors are desirable, certain colors are permissible. So a person uses other colors, there's no harm, there's no guna, no sin in there. So all this refinement has been shown to us in our beautiful deen. Which other religion, which other deen can promote this, or which other deen can actually claim this, that we have such level of refinement shown to us every way, every step of the way. So these refinement or these things are known as adab, etiquettes. Etiquettes means mannerisms, ways a person goes about doing things. So in Islam a lot of emphasis is given on adab, on etiquettes. So even when it comes to wearing our clothing, there's etiquettes of wearing the clothing, which clothing we should be wearing, etc. So like that, there's etiquettes of visiting the sick person, how a person should go and visit, how much of time he should spend by a sick person, what he should say to the sick person, what he should read by the sick person, etc. All this is shown to us in our deen. So like that, we got adab and etiquettes of visiting the toilet, adab and etiquettes of coming to the masjid, adab and etiquettes of doing trade and business, adab and etiquettes of the parents, adab and etiquettes as far as the children are concerned. So everything is etiquettes. Sometimes a person is going out for gush also, is something called gush adab. The etiquettes of doing gush also shown to us. Etiquettes of mashura, etiquettes of consulting. So all this different aspects has been shown to us. So etiquettes creates refinement. Refinement creates beauty. When that beauty is there, then that extra touch, that extra love, that extra respect is brought about because of these etiquettes. And these etiquettes, as we mentioned, is that Allah Ta'ala has made it such, is that first fort, is the first security barrier between shaitan and a person is etiquettes. A person has got istihbab, he's practicing on those things that are mustahab, he's got etiquettes in his life. That is the first barrier between him and shaitan. If that barrier is broken, the shaitan is coming closer towards attacking the person to such an extent that he started attacking the sunnats of the person. Person's sunnats are no longer there. And that barrier is broken, now he comes into the wajibat. And before you know it, he comes into the faraiz and is attacking the iman already of a person. So therefore, if we are particular about these etiquettes, then already we got many security measures, many barriers between us and shaitan attacking us. So the first chapter of this, under the book of clothing, is Babu Istihbab al-Thawb al-Abyad وجواز الأحمر والأخضر والأصفر والأسود وجوازه من قطن وكتان وشعر وصوف وغيرها إلا الحرير. The chapter on the desirability of wearing white clothing and the permissibility of wearing red, green, yellow and black, and the permissibility of wearing cotton, wearing hair. Hair you meaning that fabric that's got the hair of animal on it. For example, that skin, etc., that's got hair on it, and other fabrics except silk. Other fabrics except silk. There's one thing we may have heard and caught our ears, is wearing red. So under that red also, there is certain explanations that when it is allowed, when it is disliked, etc. So we'll discuss all that as we are going on. قال الله تعالى يا بني آدم قد أنزلنا عليكم لباسا يواري سوآتكم وريشا ولباس التقوى ذلك خير. Broad ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is saying that, O children of Adam, we have indeed sent clothing down to you so that you may conceal the private parts of your bodies and as a means of beautification, the clothing of piety is the best. So one is that clothing is there to conceal our bodies. People think that clothing is there just to conceal the skin. Actually, the clothing Allah Ta'ala has given us is to conceal the shape. So whatever clothing we're wearing, we should see that we are concealing the shape. People sometimes wear such tight clothing. My Ustad has a Mufti Sahib, he says sometimes the person is wearing such a tight jeans and he's going down in sajda. The person behind him is just fearing that we just hope that this pants of his doesn't tear. It's so tight on the seams. So here is not there to just conceal the skin, it's to conceal the shape. This is the clothing of a believer. One of the things that it does is it conceals the shape. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this clothing that he has given us is to conceal our private parts, etc., conceal our bodies, and as a means of beauty. Sometimes people misunderstand that they think that clothing has to be very, very simple. The clothing has to be torn clothing that the person is wearing. If Allah Ta'ala has blessed a person and he's wearing good clothing, nice clothing, it doesn't mean automatically that a person has got pride. One of the hadiths that we'll do is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was specifically asked about this. And then he explained what is pride. The pride is batarul haqqi wa ghabtun nas. The pride is when you start rejecting what is right. What is right you start rejecting. You start looking down at people. That is pride. It doesn't mean that the person is wearing a nice kurta, he's wearing a nice topi, he's got nice shoes. That is pride. That is not pride. That is something else. A person Allah Ta'ala has blessed him, and he's not wearing it to show off and to impress everyone else. He's wearing it because he's got it. He's wearing it because he likes it. He's wearing it because he looks nice in it. But not for impressing and thrilling people. Then there's no harm. This ayat of the Quran is saying that clothing is there for beautification. So there's no harm if a person is wearing good clothes. So this is mentioned in the ayat of the Quran that one of the reasons Allah Ta'ala has given us this clothing is for beautification. And the last part Allah Ta'ala tells us is what actually we should be striving for. The last part is, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. The clothing of piety is the best. All the clothing you may have, all the amenities you may have, but the best thing one can have is the clothing of piety. In other words, he's got piety with him, like how you got your clothes on you all the time. If that a person has piety with him all the time, he doesn't forget that this piety, this taqwa, this being on guard, being conscious that Allah Ta'ala is looking at him, all the time he's aware of it. This is the best clothing that you can have, the clothing of taqwa. One more ayat. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى وَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ سَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمُ الْحَرَّ وَسَرَابِيلَ تَقِيكُمْ بَأْسَكُمْ. In Surah Al-Nahl, Allah Ta'ala says, and he made coats for you that protect you from the heat. Allah Ta'ala made clothing for us to protect us from the heat. And Allah Ta'ala had made coats that protect us in battle. What is coat that protects us in battle? The person is wearing armor. The person is wearing, nowadays people wear bulletproof vests and bulletproof jackets. In that time they would wear metal armor, chain armor, etc. when they would be fighting in battle. So Allah Ta'ala has made this for you as a protection. This clothing also you're wearing is actually a ni'mat from Allah Ta'ala. Imagine if Allah Ta'ala hadn't created such thing as clothing. We all would have been walking around naked. We all would have been without shame, we would have been walking. But Allah Ta'ala has His kindness and His beauty. He's given us clothing. So when the sun also is hitting, it's not hitting directly on our skin. That was the first part of the ayat is saying that to protect you from the UV rays, to protect you from the sun, Allah Ta'ala has given us clothing and to protect us from the heat and also to protect us in battle when a person is going out. Allah Ta'ala has given a different type of clothing, and that clothing is armor. So this is all from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. The more we realize, the more we see, and the more we appreciate the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, the more closer we will get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.